When Andrew Carnegie planned libraries across America at the turn of the century, odds are he never imagined that one of them would one day be a thriving arts center. But today, the Carnegie Visual and Performing Arts Center in Covington is Northern Kentucky's largest arts venue, offering theater events, educational programs, and art exhibitions. With me here in the studio to talk about the 2013 exhibition season at the Carnegie and beyond is Gallery Director Bill Seitz. Welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Well, thank you. Good to be back.
Let's talk about this year at the Carnegie and some of the upcoming exhibition highlights that visitors won't want to miss.
Right now we have Pulp Art, and that's an exhibition designed around artists who use paper as a medium. I selected 11 artists. I spent 3 years curating that show to make sure I had a wide variety of paper processes. But it's not necessarily works on paper. It's art made of paper.
Can you talk about some of the more unexpected pieces that are in this exhibition?
One of the show pieces is hanging from the beautiful rotunda underneath the glass dome. That is Christine Donnelly. She does cut paper into installations that are quite beautiful. Roscoe Wilson uses discarded cardboard and paper products from various products and reconstructs them into sort of imaginary cities. Jennifer Grody did a couple of installations that are really a lot of fun. She made handmade paper cups on a wall. Everything is white in her exhibition, so you get the play of shadows, and actually there's a lot of color there. The longer you look, the more that you see in her pieces.
So these are all site-specific works that you're describing.
Well, yes, the ones that I just described. We also have Mary Gaynor, who does cut paper. And it's basically based off of a snowflake that we did as children. But she does them 3 and 4 feet in diameter. She's a graphic designer by trade, and she uses her own imagery in those. So you will see everything in those pieces. From a distance, they look like lace, but once you get on them, then you see the figures and the subject matter. Very playful, very whimsical, almost a story within those pieces.
What's the installation process like with something like that? I would imagine it's highly fragile.
Yes, it is. You have to be careful. You can't climb on anything, or it's not there to touch necessarily, but one of the things that artists really appreciate about the Carnegie is the fact that once we get an idea of their proposal, then we come in and we talk about exactly where it's going to be placed, the site-specific element.
And this is on view through February 15th?
Correct.
Then looking towards March, we have the Art of Food coming up.
Yeah, the monster I created 7 years ago. It was funny because the board of directors came to me a number of years ago and asked me to get involved a little bit more with the curating element, selecting the artists, designing shows. And I came up with a series called The Art Of. It was all based on professionals in other fields that had an artistic element. So the first one I decided to pull the trigger on was The Art of Food because it had mass appeal and it would set the stage for the following years when I brought in hair designers or florists or whatever the actual profession was, and it exploded in front of our face. We were expecting 300. We had 750. We couldn't move. The food was gone within an hour. So they came back and said, this has to be an annual event. The chefs absolutely love it, because they become the artist. Even though I do have artists that do food-themed artwork and artwork actually made of food, but they're on stage. They're there serving artistic taste, and a lot of these things are not on their menu, so they're able to step away from their job, so to speak, in the restaurant to be able to look at something from a purely artistic point of view.
What are some of the chef highlights that we'll see this year, and are they new?
We have some restaurants that do return. We try to pick a handful of restaurants each year that are new to the Art of Food. Some of the new participants will be having Django Western Tacos, M, Cumin, Mayberry, and we will also have a couple of venues that will be outside. We'll have one of the new food trucks and Fireside Pizza.
What's going to be happening on the art side? Can you talk about any of the highlights?
The art side is always a surprise. I have some very accomplished artists that will be working in mosaics. Technically, I have 23 artists in this show. The highlight this year will be an installation performance headed by Pam Kravitz, who's a local artist that everyone knows and loves. She came to me and said, "Bill, I have this idea." So she has rallied 12 artists to do food clothing on live models. That will be the centerpiece for the Art of Food.
Looking ahead to 2014, you've issued your annual call to artists for consideration for more than 30 solo and group shows to be selected for the six galleries in the upcoming season. What kind of response do you anticipate, and what's usual for the geographic range of applicants?
The geographical range, I get applications from all over the country now. The Carnegie is dedicated to local and regional artists. That is our mission. So the bulk of what I get is local or regional. The beauty is now we have artists that are spread out across the United States who have gone to school here, lived here, had some connection. I basically market the call to artists only regionally, but we're getting a lot more attention from artists outside the region that are now finding out about us. So each year it grows a little bit. The sad part of it is that I have to send an awful lot of rejections. We bring in anonymous outside jury selection, but it's my name that goes on the rejection letter. So I'm not rejecting you. It's an anonymous professional panel that selects the winners.
I read an interesting quote from you in an Akai article when I was thinking about how you approach that kind of number of submissions. And you said, "I think good art has no boundaries. It can be done by a child, an untrained artist, or an accomplished artist. My belief is that somewhere along the line, it's got to hit you emotionally. Good art communicates. Good art, you have a conversation with." I just love that quote.
Thank you.
Can you think about that conversation in terms of a recent Carnegie exhibition and take us into the process of developing that show?
One of the things that we did a few years ago, I had a small space that was used as a storage space. I thought it would be a wonderful little intimate gallery. I wanted to showcase children or 18 years of age and under. We have partnered with the Kentucky Governor's School for the Arts. Each year, I go down and select 2 to 3 students that are considered the best of the best, award them a small scholarship, and give them a solo show. I'm able to take them through that process, and they're part of the opening. They have their own gallery. I'm able to give them a jump start on their career and have them understand how to develop a show and make it consistent, what to expect from an opening reception, meeting individuals, how to sell your work. So those are things that I feel is another special element of the six galleries I have, is that one is dedicated to that.
And that really speaks to your whole educational message.
Exactly. I've collected children's art over the years, and I'll take it and get it framed. It's always amazing when someone comes over and they'll be standing there staring at a piece done by a child, and they'll say, "Where did you get this?" And pull it off the wall, and they'll say, "Oh, it says Johnny, age 7. I said, "Yeah, I got that about 10 years ago, so he's 17 now. I wonder if he went into art." And we have this laugh, and they said, "I cannot believe this was done by a child." I said, "That's the beauty of it, is every child will hand you a masterpiece. Everyone has creative talent. It's just a matter of tapping into what elevates that creative spirit inside you." That's a little bit along the lines of why I made that quote, because I look at everyone as creative individuals.
I've been speaking with Bill Seitz, gallery director at the Carnegie in Covington, Kentucky. Thank you for talking with us, Bill, and much success in the coming year.
Thank you for having me.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Judith Turner Yamamoto.